College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be jolly, but it's also the season of giving. And we were just talking to Comcast about Stuff the Slay and how you can donate to that and be a part of that, make that a family tradition where you go to one of their Xfinity stores and drop off gifts for kids between 11 and 14 years old from November 25th until mid-December. So that those kids who would not otherwise have a Merry Christmas gets an opportunity to feel loved and have a toy, right? An immediate impact, something that you can do that will make a lasting impression on a child. And I had a chance this past week to be a part of something amazing. I was working with my friends at Bremer Bank to assemble kits, and we put in dishwasher detergent and spatulas and forks and knives and blankets and plates and cups. And these kits will help people transitioning out of homelessness. And you know, half a day or so, we put 750 welcome home kits together. And they were assembled and will be given to families across the upper Midwest. It's a collaboration between Bremer Bank and Greater Twin Cities United Way. The employees were there. The folks were there. And it was just, it was such a blessing to see. They call it Home for Good program, the Home for Good program. And I was at the office at Lake Elmo. I was like, give me one of them Bremer jackets and we're going to stuff these boxes and pack the boxes and wrap them in plastic and ship them out so that people coming out of homelessness will have a box with a lot of the things that they need so they don't have to go to the store to buy them. And the thing that was even more special to me was it wasn't just all the stuff that was in there. That was great, right? But each box had a personalized note in it so that these families, a lot of them with children coming out of homelessness, will know that somebody cares. And so I said, I got to bring somebody from Bremer Bank on to the show so we can talk more about this. So I invited Justin Butler, Bremer's Chief Risk Officer, and you are a United Way board member, sir. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. I appreciate the invitation. I appreciate it.
Now, Justin, I was putting those boxes together with the towels and the washing powder and the dishwasher detergent and the spatulas and the spoons and the cups and the plates. And that box was full of goodies for a family transitioning out of homelessness. But I have to tell you, it was those personalized notes that I knew was going to mean so much to those families, so they would know that this wasn't just a box that dropped out of the sky, but that somebody cared about them. Talk to me about the Home for Good program.
Yeah, you know, Sheila, it's a really strong program for us. You know, there's over 10,000 people across Minnesota that experience homelessness on any given night, right? And so this is our way to do our part in the community. And so, you know, Bremer's purpose has always been, for over 80 years, cultivating thriving communities. And in this particular way, I think partnering with organizations like the Greater Twin Cities United Way to pack these boxes with all the great things that you just kind of talked through is our way of ensuring that we can do our part, right? And so when we think about that kind of transitioning into stable housing, housing is essential to building a thriving community, right? And so when you have stable housing that leads to better school outcomes for you, better grades, better housing leads to more job stability as well, right? And so when we think about what these families need, that is foundational, and we're just happy to be able to play a little bit of a small part in that.
And it is not a small part. I just, you know, as we were packing the boxes, in my mind, I play it over in a different scenario, and I could see kids unpacking the boxes and families unpacking the boxes. Coming out of homelessness, you go into someplace new and you're happy to have it, but it's empty. A lot of times there's nothing in there. And if you don't have anything, you can't get anything. And to have four plates and four cups and a set of silverware for your children and enough dishwasher detergent to do 12 loads of laundry, that means something. And I don't want it to get lost that we're just putting these boxes together and somebody on the other end is going to be unpacking them. I want to talk about the importance of an event like this and why you chose, of all things, to do an initiative like this.
Sure. This is our fifth year with Home for Good, and that's over 2,700 families and individuals that we've been able to provide boxes to. And it is just really to the point that you made, it's fundamental, right? It's things that we all sometimes take for granted, that we have forks and cups and dishwashing detergent. These are things that we maybe take for granted on a day in and day out basis, but not everyone has access to that. And so as you enter back from homelessness into stable housing, we just wanted to make it a little bit easier and things that you don't necessarily need to think about, right? As you're getting back on your feet, we wanted to make sure that we were enabling folks to make sure that they had what they needed so they can move on to the next phase of stable housing. And so, for us, it's impactful. The entire team at Bremer gets together, to your point, 750 boxes, but they all had a unique card in there, right? And so when we launched our Twin Cities or United Way, I should say, campaign in October and early November, we had our staff write out individual cards, right? And so we understand what Home for Good is. It's a fabric of the fall for Bremer, and everyone really is more than willing to kind of pitch in and write letters because it's the least that we can do to help serve our community. So it's really an impactful and I think an enterprise-wide program for us, and we're happy to be a part of it and partnering with the United Way and with you as well. We appreciate you coming out and packing boxes and seeing the services and the program that we're putting together there.
Well, one of the things that I like to do is when I'm talking about a program or telling people about it, I want to see it. I want to live it. I want to breathe it. I want to feel it. I want to touch it. And, we pack boxes and I went all the way to the dock where they were loading the boxes up to ship it to families. And, each one of the employees was so excited to be there. And, they were holding each other accountable. They were having fun contests. Like I had on my flat 8 boxes and the group in front of me had 10. And I was like, they can't be outdoing us. So we tried to fit 10 boxes on and we were trying to do it faster than them. And just having a fun way of getting the boxes done, getting it to the families, hoping that, somehow that love that we felt putting those boxes together translates. And when those families open those boxes, they can feel that love in some way. And I just can't thank you enough, Justin, for the work that you do to merge and marry corporate and nonprofit. And it's not lost on me that you are, one of the board members at United Way, and you're the chief risk officer at Bremer Bank. There's a story in the Star Tribune today about how corporations have funded the arts in Minnesota, and some of that funding is going away. Talk to me, as we have CEOs and VPs and executive VPs listening to this show, about the importance of companies who are based right here in the Twin Cities, in our great state of Minnesota, to partner with our nonprofits so that, and I know that's one of Bremer's missions is, to make this a thriving community.
That's right. And, as one of the larger nonprofit bankers in the area, we get kind of a firsthand view of how nonprofits operate, right? What they are extremely successful at and some of the challenges that they have. And so, the challenges there are always around funding, right? And revenue cures all ills. And so, we think about it in our employees supporting through serving on nonprofit boards. We have dozens upon dozens of our employees who serve on nonprofit boards throughout our footprint. But we also fund nonprofits as well through our charitable giving. And so, it is extremely important that companies that are headquartered here in the state of Minnesota have understanding for the nonprofits that exist, what their mission, what their outcomes, their goals and objectives are, but also what their struggles are. And it's not just enough to cut a check, right? The check is very important to the lifeblood, to the operations of the organization. But really, an organization, a corporation inside of the state has time, talent, and treasury, right? And so if we can give all three of those things to the nonprofits in our community, we will set a more strong case for how these nonprofits can survive, and not just survive, but thrive at the end of the day. They are filling a need somewhere, whether it's education, whether it's food stability, whether it's homelessness. There are so many different elements that a corporation can get engaged in that meet their philanthropic thrust. And so I just implore all corporations that are here, small and large, right? And so whether you're running a small business or you're running a Fortune 100 business, we can all do our part, right? That part may look and feel a little bit different, but there's a role for every corporation to play. And so, you know, I think about my time at the Greater Twin Cities United Way and how Bremer not only does the Home for Good, but we have our annual campaign, and we have two board members, myself and our chief marketing officer, Aaron Dady, both serve on the board of directors. And so there's a commitment, not just on the time, but the treasury and the talent that we can lend. And so we continue to do so. And I just encourage everyone to really, one, take a look at the United Way, because I think the diversity of services, direct services, and then kind of the support for other nonprofits as well through the United Way gives you a myriad of different options for how to support your community and learn what's happening in the community as well. And so I think it's incumbent upon individuals who are listening and corporate leaders as well to make sure that they're matching their corporate philanthropic strategies along with the community strategies that are out there as well.
Well, I can't thank you enough for all the work you're doing to make sure that these families coming out and transitioning out of homelessness thrive with the work you do at Bremer Bank, the Home for Good program, and these boxes and kits that you put together and give them along with a personal note as they begin this new journey. Justin Butler, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You have a great one.
All right. You as well. We'll be right back.